Thank you, Tommy, for the reading. Well, as you've just heard the scripture being read by Tommy, my message this morning is derived from two books. One from the Old Testament, from the second book of Kings, and the second is from an epistle of Paul to the Galatians. I'll tell you, if my homiletics professor, Dr. John Holbert, was here today, he might be a little bit disappointed. You see, he would never go for us choosing two different texts, especially one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. As he emphasized, he wanted us to choose only one text and only one topic, and for good reasons. But he's not here today, so I can do whatever I want. But let us pray. Most gracious and loving God, as your people gather this morning, we give you thanks for all of creation and for all of the freedom that we have. May the words that I share with your people be found acceptable to you. Amen. As I was preparing my sermon for today, I had to call a friend of mine for hymn suggestions. And what was supposed to be a 2-minute conversation turned into a 25-minute to 30-minute sermon. It is no wonder that a lot of people, like me, resort to texting and emailing, because then we won't allow the other person to intrude with our time, our very little precious time. Nevertheless, my friend has suggested a couple hymns. One of them, actually, that we sang here with Tommy. But good thing for Bethel, you have Tommy that gets to choose your hymns, hymns that you're familiar with. My other church, on the other hand, I have to choose the hymns. And too bad for them, because I get to choose the hymns, sometimes I choose hymns that they're not familiar with. And of course, you know, we learn as we grow. And last week I learned a lesson, because while I chose a couple hymns that went well with my scripture text, a few to none in the sitting in the pews knew the words. So I was up there lip singing to the hymn because I didn't know it either. But thanks be to God, we have friends that we can call on that can help us in our time of needs. Thanks be to God for people that can tell us the truth. This morning I want to share with you stories of various people's journey in search of freedom. For what is freedom but one that begins with the very essence, with the very heart of God? In the beginning, when God created us, God created humankind, created women and men, not to be puppet-like, but to have the free will to choose rightly, to choose who we may become. It wasn't like God couldn't create us into something that God could control like little puppets, so that whenever God wanted us to do something, God would just pull a string, and there we go, doing the very things that God wants us to do. But what kind of relationship would that be? God created us men and women with the capacity and responsibility to act as free moral agents. Indeed, freedom is not simply a function of the human spirit. It's a source nothing less than the free will of the living God. A search in freedom is what the people of Israel experienced over 3,000 years ago. Whether they were held in bondage in Egypt or Babylon, freedom is what the people longed and yearned for. Freedom from oppression is what the people desperately hoped and prayed for. Our Old Testament reading this morning tells of a journey of Elijah and Elijah. They traveled from Gilgal to Bethel. Bethel. From there on, they traveled to Jericho and then on to the Jordan River in search of freedom for the people. Freedom from their sins. Freedom from their turning away from their God. And at each stop, Elijah would tell his disciple Elijah to remain there and do not follow him because his journey must continue on. And as you heard the scripture being read, Elijah refused to stay there. He was committed, he was determined to follow his master, to follow his teacher, Elijah. He was committed to the task at hand. And knowing full well the difficulty of the task, he asked not only to receive a blessing or a gift of the Spirit, but he asked for a double portion of this gift of the Spirit from Elijah. The point here is the continued availability of people who would proclaim the word of God and who would preach the freedom found in God. The point here is that this text is not only about moving on and moving upward, as in the glorious ascension of Elijah, but also about continuing the work of Christ, or the prophetic succession. In other words, the work of Christ through the church does not end when one leader leaves, but it continues through different people, through different leaders. And what better examples do we have to show but to look at your own church? This church has over 100 years of history. That is something to be proud for, to be proud of. While people and leaders may come and go, the Spirit of the living Christ resides here. It resides in your hearts. The church would not be here today if it wasn't for people like you. The Spirit of the living God is alive indeed in you. Here at Bethel United Methodist Church, here in Weatherford. A journey in search of freedom for a people is where we find Jesus. The people who were oppressed by the Roman Empire and by the powers and principalities of the world. Jesus announced in his Sermon on the Mount that he had been anointed by the Holy Spirit to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, to let the oppressed go free. The same liberating Jesus would later say to his closest followers, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The same liberating Jesus that journeyed to the cross to give up his power, his status, his life, so that you and I can enjoy the freedom that we have today. There is nothing less than to exemplify the meaning of love than what Jesus had done for us. And this is what Paul urges the Galatians from our second reading, repeating what Jesus had proclaimed, that the whole law is summed up in one commandment, and that is that we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. For what does it mean to love your neighbor but to show them kindness, mercy, and justice? Fast forward to a few hundred years ago, and we find a journey in search of freedom for the Pilgrims and Puritans from England. Held also in bondage, whether it was economic, social, or religious, they journeyed across the Atlantic Ocean searching for that freedom. And they settled here in North America in hopes, in dream, that they would one day enjoy that freedom. Why? Because these early migrants believed that freedom was a God-given right. Because freedom was a basic, fundamental human right that belonged to all people. Because they believed that freedom was worth risking one's life for. It was worth traveling across the Atlantic Ocean, and that reformation was worth fighting for and even worth laying down one's life. And to lay down one's life for someone else, for one's country, or for one's belief was the greatest gift and honor that one can give. This indeed is something that our people in uniform does each and every day. And regardless of where we stand on the political spectrum, social or theological issues, our veterans and soldiers deserve our respect and grateful hearts. I want to recognize especially all the veterans and their wives, their widows, their families. We give thanks to you for your service to your country and to your people. Because without your service, we may not have the freedom that we have today. Another journey in search of freedom is what I was personally involved with. As we traveled across another ocean, the Pacific Ocean, to yet another Pacific island, I remember growing up in Hawaii as a migrant child to the U.S. Hawaii, although a Pacific island, they were a Polynesian people like me. It had become the 50th state of the United States of America. I remember learning in elementary school what Patrick Henry and his famous words had said, "Give me liberty or give me death." I remember learning to sing the song that we sang earlier, "My country, this of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing." I remember learning about the Pilgrims and Puritans who came over from England in search of that freedom. I remember reciting the Pledge of Allegiance and singing the Star-Spangled Banner. Though I was only a child, maybe in a third or fourth grade, and didn't quite understand what I was singing or saying, it certainly set the foundation or established who I was becoming, an American. An American, and I didn't even know it. An American, but I didn't understand what it meant. An American that I would live and relish in the liberty and freedom that comes with living in this country. An American that I would take things for granted and forgetting that it's a privilege and that millions around the globe do not have. That even in my native country of Tonga, cannot even dream of the things that I take for granted each and every day. It would be much later that I grew deeply to think and internalize what those words meant that I sang and recited as a child. It would be much later in life that I grew to understand and appreciate the things that people of this country has afforded me. It would be much later in life that I grew to understand that a journey in search of freedom was what my dad had set out for us, his family. That we would leave our homeland of Tonga in search of freedom across the Pacific Ocean. It would be a day like today that I've grown to appreciate and take pride of who I am as a Pacific Islander, as a Polynesian person, as an oceanic traveler, and as an American. It is days like today, approaching Independence Day, the 4th of July, that we individuals and collectively as a people, as a country, pause to think of what freedom and liberty means to us, to pause and to think of how and where we got our freedom to live in a democracy and be able to have the freedom to be who we want to be, to do what we want to do, to worship and to pray when, where, and who we pray to is what the early settlers dreamed, demanded, wished, and prayed for. Both a basic human right and a privilege that millions around the world do not have. Nevertheless, we are far from being a perfect and innocent country with our own crimes against humanity, including slavery, prejudice, racism, and hatred. But it is here in the midst of our brokenness and sinful nature that we find divine grace, that we discover the unending love of our God and the mercy that God has for each one of us. Yes, this hymn that we sang earlier spoke to both our imperfection and our dreams, and it reminds us of the loving and merciful God that we have. Oh, beautiful, spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy gold with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than their self-country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till a success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriot dreams that sees beyond the years sign alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears, America, America, God mend thine every flaw, every flaw. Confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. What beautiful and profound words that we find in that song. It speaks volume to our heart and mind, and comfort to our soul. Indeed, freedom, I believe, it is a luxury for some, but is a basic human right that belongs to all people, not just as a passing or a dream, but a reality that can be enjoyed by all. Are you in a journey in search of your freedom? May we find our freedom and free will in our living God that pushes us to choose love over hatred, that urges us to choose justice over injustice. For in freedom, Christ has set us free. not to use our freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but as an opening to show love to everyone in need, to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim hope and liberty to those who are captive. For in freedom, we discover who we are in the grand scheme of things and who we are as children of God. For freedom does not set us free from responsibilities, but it allows us to live responsibly with those not only in our faith community, but over and beyond, even beyond our shorelines. For in freedom, we stand firm in our faith and allow the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide and to move us to do good, great things, and brave things. In our journey in search of our freedom and to continue the work of our Lord. May you continue your journey in search of that freedom. Amen.
Our hymn of invitation, if you would, get your books and turn to 228. Please stand as we sing America the Beautiful. We'll sing the first and the fourth, please. The first and the fourth.
Worship with you today. As you go out into the world, may the God of our grace, may the God of hope and love be with you and journey with you in finding and searching for that freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.